It's been an odd winter here in North Central California. For us, winter weather seems to just finally be setting in. But for many of our birds, both local and migrant, signs of spring are in the air, and some are already beginning the process necessary for rearing young. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we focus on the remarkable diversity of nests. This is Bay Birds. Did you know it's illegal to possess abandoned bird nests? The laws protecting U.S. birds are rather broad. Without special permits, it's illegal for private citizens to possess most species of native birds, their feathers, their eggs, or even their abandoned nests. While this may seem excessive, we need to remember that these laws were enacted during a period when our birds were under siege from commercial plume hunters and recreational egg collectors. Whole nests were being placed on ladies' hats as a fashion statement, not a very healthy trade for bird populations. The real purpose for a bird's nest is to hold the eggs safely and protect the young. For most birds, nests are not actually homes, at least not in the traditional sense. A few species, such as wrens, may use them as a nightly shelter, but most are abandoned once the young are able to fledge. And with few exceptions, birds do not reuse a previous year's nest. Think about it. Even a small number of baby birds can create a great mess when their only space is a confined nest area. Bald eagles do return to their nests year after year, building huge nests with new additions every year. One of the largest bald eagle nests was measured with a depth of 20 feet and a weight of 2 tons. Imagine building something, but only being able to use your nose, mouth, and toes. A bird's nest is a small miracle. With just their beak and feet, birds are capable of weaving a complex structure that can withstand the winds, rains, and harsh weather Mother Nature brings on, even long after its inhabitants have literally flown the coop. While not all birds build nests, those that do have an instinctive ability to weave with precision and in a manner consistent with others of their species, even if they've been in captivity their entire lives and have never actually seen the design for themselves. Nests generally have many layers, each serving a specific purpose. Coarse twigs often form the base, while finer twigs and weeds are laced with bark to create the cup. Dry leaves, fine grasses, and other soft materials form the inner lining. Birds nesting in urban or suburban areas frequently incorporate man-made materials, including paper, string, twine, pieces of wire, fabric, or even dryer lint. While some have actually suggested putting out bags of dryer lint for birds to use, it isn't a great idea since it soaks up water well and doesn't provide adequate insulation if it gets wet. Some birds build specific plants into their nests that inhibit mites or other parasites that could be harmful to the eggs or young. And some use feathers, either their own in the case of quail and ducks, or found feathers. And there's even some tenacious small birds that have gone so far as to strike larger birds in flight in order to knock a few feathers loose. And these are just the simple nests. More complex nests, such as the elaborately woven long-hanging pouch of an American oriole, may involve weaving or making sophisticated knots from long plant fibers and may take days of intense effort to build. Other nests may be made from fiber and mud, such as those of swallows, which are built under building eaves, bridges, or other man-made structures. And one of my personal favorites, the nests of hummingbirds. While they may be the smallest of the nests, not much larger than a quarter in width, their use of spider webbing to both hold the moss and fibers together and glue the nest to a tree branch is very impressive. And then, of course, there is the other end of the spectrum. Some birds don't build nests at all. The parasitic cowbird lays its eggs in someone else's nest, leaving it to the other species to do the work of both the nest building and parenting. And many shore and seabirds either pile up pebbles, find a good depression in the sand, or simply use the bare ground. All the more reason to use extra care when exploring coastal areas during nesting season. So for those birds that do rely on nests, who does the building? Usually the females. They tend to be skilled nest builders, although in some species, males may build the foundation and let the female deal with the intricate details. There are males, however, that build multiple nests, aiming to either fool predators with decoys or to try and show off their mad skills and impress the ladies. For more information about nests and links to some remarkable nest photography, visit audubonmagazine.org and search nests. And of course, if you'd like to observe these wonders in real time, hit the trail. Using your keen observation skills, you may just spy one of these impressive creations for yourself. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.